T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jack Edwards.
Jack Edwards, the voice of the Boston Bruins.
It's like a heartbeat with this team. Boom, boom.
Jack Edwards joins Marloni and Fourier live on Sports Radio WEEI.
And who has more fun than us?
Get up!
It's Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means it's time to talk to Jack Edwards. Our weekly conversation with Jack is brought to you by D&C Mechanical with HVAC experts in Tewksbury. You're hiring installers right now at DCMechanicalHVAC.com. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Jack Edwards. Jack, how you doing, pal? It's Lou and Christian.
I'm doing fine, thanks, boys. How are you?
We're doing okay. Now, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the Brad Marchand 3-game suspension on the slew foot. I'm just curious, like, where do you see that at now? Is it just, I know it's based on reputation. It's how you feel. Like, at what point do you lose that reputation, or was it just something that's always going to go with him the rest of his career?
Yeah, I happen to think that the suspension is rubbish. There were 19,000 people in the arena. On my way out, the hot subject of the game is always in play, and nobody mentions Marchand allegedly slew-footing Oliver Ekman-Larsson. And, you know, I take exception to the way the voiceover was done by the Department of Player Safety, because in slow motion, George Parros seems to be able to read guys' minds, or he thinks he does have that power. Because if you look at it in real time, Marchand is engaging a much taller man in Oliver Ekman-Larsson. He lifts his stick. They both go off balance. Marchand is trying to balance on the outside edge of his left skate, and the contact is on the right side. And naturally, he uses his right leg as ballast. He follows through with a stick lift, and Larsson goes down in a backward fashion. But Marchand, and feel free to disagree, but Marchand is no longer that type of player. He doesn't seek cheap shots, and he was trying to get the puck and dislodge Oliver Ekman-Larsson for it. Now, two nights ago, against the Red Wings, Mike Riley, yeah.
I just love to chuckle.
Before you even say it, you know it's funny.
So, yeah, Mike Riley gets nailed for a retaliatory cross-check. Yeah, he cross-checked because he got slew-footed. Did you hear of Rasmussen getting suspended for slew-footing? Rasmussen, I had my truck replay it, waiting to tee up our news hit post-game. And Rasmussen aims at Riley's heel with the toe of his skate. It was a classic slew foot. Like, you kick out a guy's skates from under him. You don't, as Marchand did, lift your leg to try to balance and flip the guy over your leg. You know, I totally disagree.
I guess you don't agree with it. Yeah, well, so when you see, but when you see it in slow motion, when you do see, because we played the call of the actual incident, and you didn't even mention it when the play happened when they're both going for the puck. So But in slow motion, it does kind of look like a slew foot, if that's what we're calling it.
The game is played in real time.
Is it, though? You know, I feel like they don't care. Yeah, I mean, no, yeah. They do it in the NFL, though, Jack, but they have the ability to go back and retroactively fine and suspend people. So it's more about the rule, though, then, isn't it?
Well, look up slew footing, and you don't find the kind of illustrative language that Marshawn carried out. You find the sort of language that Michael Rasmussen executed on Mike Riley.
Right,
you kick a guy's skate out from under him. That's slew footing.
So this is all reputation,
you know,
then, Jack.
George Parros has turned it into dartboard justice again. You know, the DOPS, there ought to be an E in there somewhere. Choose your place. The DOPS has just been so haphazard in its punishment of players in the last 2.5 years that it's a black box. You know, when you get a call from them, you know they have an agenda.
All right, Jack, we're talking to Jack Edwards from NESN. Jack, I wanted to ask you about Jake DeBrusk as well. His agent came out. Donnie Sweeney kind of admitted that there's trade requests here. He ends up having to play the other night because of Bleed and Marchand and obviously an outbreak down in Providence. He ends up getting booed at the Garden, which I think is what happens when you're an athlete and you demand a trade. But your take on the Jake DeBrusk trade demands and how long before you think he's moved?
I was very disappointed to see his agent go public. Jake's trade value wasn't exactly high to begin with, and his agent doing that served notice that wherever Jake lands, he arrives with a steamer trunk-sized amount of baggage, because his agent will work counter to the interests of the team for Jake's personal benefit. And make no mistake about it, an agent works for a player. And the Bruins, to a man, are publicly covering from Jake DeBrusk. But I got to ask you, Lou, as a former professional athlete, how would you feel if a player who is highly valued in monetary means by the team and occupying a significant percent of their salary cap and is underperforming goes public with this kind of request?
Well, I would say that, you know, especially given who he is, like you said, he makes $4.5 million. I mean, that's a lot of money in this game. And to me, the biggest concern that even Bruce talks about all the time, Jack, is effort. You know, it's just effort. Yeah. So I don't know how the players feel about him personally. I'm sure he's, you know, some of the guys like him a little bit. But yeah, I wouldn't be happy at all having to address a guy who's making $4.5 million, probably a lot more than some of the guys in that locker room. And the issue is effort. Like that's unacceptable.
Right, right. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, the Jake that won the hearts of Boston fans, the seminal moment of Jake DeBrusk's career was in Game 7 against the Leafs, and he took it right to the post, and he knew he was going to get flattened by Jake Gardner, and he got flattened by Jake Gardner, but he scored. And the crowd went nuts because Jake was putting himself in harm's way for the chance to make a play. There hasn't been enough of that, and they gave him a really big raise based on his potential to get back there, and now he wants out. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Jack. You're bummed out for it. So, and I
tried to mask it, Christian.
Yeah, I can tell you're bummed out. And I would say this, but Jack, be honest, okay? Because I look at Cassidy, and I remember asking you this when you first came on a couple weeks ago. Like Cassidy's approach as far as publicly criticizing and calling out players. Jake DeBrus specifically. Like, if I'm him, I think I'd be sick of this guy calling me out constantly, trying to think that that was the way to get more out of me. Do you think that this approach has run its course?
Bruce Cassidy is as good a coach as you'll find, as good a manager of people as I have ever encountered in 43 years of covering professional sports in the media. And I have to believe, you know, we're not with the team this year. We're not traveling with the team. So I have no first-person experience, that intimacy that you get by being on the plane, by being in the hotel, by having chance meetings, by having casual off-the-record conversations. So I don't have that access. But I have a feeling that Bruce has gone 359 degrees around the circle before he goes public with criticism of a player. He has told the player exactly what he is going to tell the media and has told him redundantly in several different ways. And when the message doesn't get through, you have to throw gas on the fire and hope it doesn't blow up in your face.
Jack, I wanted to ask you again about Tuukka Rask, and obviously they were talking about it. I know he's still working out. We've talked about that before, but we know that his wish is probably to play here with the Bruins. I know their wish is for him to come back. Is there a chance that he comes back and another team comes in and says, hey, they're not a goalie away. We're a goalie away, and tries to lure him away from Boston, even though they've been practicing together for the last month?
Well, I don't see it, but Wayne Gretzky in his prime got traded away from an Edmonton dynasty. So anything is possible. And Jackie Bradley Jr. is coming back to the Red Sox.
Don't get us going again, Jack. Don't get us going. Hey, by the way, I got a last question here, by the way. Time for the shot of the week in our Thursday conversation with Jack Edwards, brought to you by Moderna. All adults over 18 of age are eligible for a COVID booster shot. You can learn more and find out where to get your COVID booster at makeityourvaccine.com. So I think listeners, Jack, would be curious. What's the routine? What's a game day like for one Jack Edwards?
All right. Up around 6 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
I drive my son, who just got his driver's license, to school, and he'll be driving himself if he can get a parking space. And I come back, walk the dog, eat breakfast, and go through the ritual of downloading the stats up to date and put them in my computer forms. And then look at video and break down the stats that I've downloaded and collate them so I can get to them in two touches of the touch screens, and then study for like 4 or 5 hours. Then I work out to get some oxygen into my brain, shower and shave, and go to the rink.
All right, I like it. Listen, Jack, we appreciate the time, man. Looking forward to talking to you next week.
Great to talk to you, boys, and thanks for letting me vent my spleen.
Anytime.
No, we got it. You don't like the suspension. We figured that one out. We appreciate it, buddy. All right, Jack, take care. It's Jack Edwards. All right, listen, coming up next, we're going to dive in a little bit of the Celtics.
Yep.
Because it was a win.
Yeah.
I think an email last night said, ugly, whatever. It's a win. It's all that matters. But we want to dive into the Celtics. They beat the Sixers last night, 88-87.
Very, very important trending coming up. You don't want to miss the trending. Tyler's got some big, 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 big news.
We got breaking news right now.
He's going to include it in the trending.
All right,
so
here we
go.
It's coming up next.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tom E. Carman. Give him a call at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
So the breaking NFL news here, Lou, is Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards have each been suspended 3 games without pay for misrepresenting their vaccination status under the NFL, NFLPA COVID-19 protocol. those two players, as well as a free agent, John Franklin III, who was with the Bucks in the preseason. All three suspended for three games, have waived their right to appeal, and they are out until at least week
6. I thought you were going to say big deal or no big deal, but that's at 4:30, right?
But isn't that a felony?
That is a felony, so I don't know why they would be skating the legal process here, but that could be coming down the road, which would be no surprise for
AB.
He did, which the girlfriend said they never met the chef.
Wonder if that's the real reason why he hasn't been playing, like their chef has been saying.
Huh. Yeah, AB was out for two more weeks, so this would be like one more week on top of his injury. So he's actually skating by here. The Bruins in Nashville tonight for an 8 p.m. puck drop against the Predators. Jeremy Swayman gets a start tonight. Jack Edwards just joined us. Check that out on the Odyssey app or WEI.com. Week 13 in the NFL begins tonight. Saints host the Cowboys, 8:20 kickoff from New Orleans, and heard on WEEI on the Superstation. And former BC head coach Steve Adazio, he is out at Colorado State after just two seasons, where he went 4-12, including 3-9 this season. And Adazio was ejected from the season-ending 42-point loss to end the season against Nevada. Maloney and Fourier is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. I'm Tyler Devitt on your home for Red Sox baseball, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you heard the breaking news, the trending there with Tyler. The league, the NFL, has released its statement. They have suspended three players for violating the NFL and NFLPA COVID protocols. That'll be Antonio Brown, wide receiver, Tampa Bay Bucks. Mike Edwards, safety, Tampa Bay Bucks. And John Franklin III, who is currently a free agent, but with Tampa Bay Bucks. He said National Football League announced discipline for three players for violating jointly developed and administered COVID protocol. Tampa Bay's Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, each have been suspended without pay for the next three games. Free agent John Franklin, if he is signed, he is ineligible to play for three games as well. All three players have accepted discipline and waived their right to appeal. The suspensions are effective immediately. The review supported those allegations and found that the three players have violated the protocol. So, the
unbelievable.
Chef, Steven Ruiz?
Yeah.
100% right.
100% right. And what a surprise.
And you should have known. You should have known it, too. Rick Stroud, talking about that relationship between the chef and the AB, wrote this story in Tampa Bay Times. Started talking about the chef here, again, Steven Ruiz, talking about all the things he did with him, right? Went to the fights, like, you know. And then it got to the text between he and his girlfriend, AB's girlfriend. And when they interviewed the girlfriend, her response was, "No, I don't know him. I don't want to be part of any story." When the girlfriend was read the text exchange between Ruiz and that he had with her, and by the way, they confirmed that it was her phone, she said, "That's not true." Like, right away, right then and there, I said, "He's lying. It's fake. We know it's fake. It's fake." And that's exactly it. He presented a fake vaccination card to the NFL. He got caught, and he's suspended for three games. Okay. Why only three games?
I mean, what's the protocol? I don't know. Why, I have no idea why. Because why would they find somebody, for not wearing the right socks? I don't know. $2,342. The numbers are always weird. But real quickly, though, so is there a dumber person in the NFL?
No.
Is there, I mean, and for all the stupid reasons, right, he just doesn't want to pay a guy that he's friends with, that's working for him, that's cooking for him, that he's bringing around. He doesn't pay him. He feels like this guy owes him something. So, you know, the guy says, screw you, pay me, or I'm going to blackmail you, basically. I'm going to throw your dirty laundry out in the street. He says, screw you, I don't care. I'm going to lie my way out of this, like he tries to do everything.
Pay the chef.
Just pay the stupid chef $10,000.
This wouldn't have happened, right?
And none of this happens.
And now Antonio's missing out on $180,000.
So $10,000, you're so, I mean, you know what? I'm so happy this happened to him because he's just so stupid. He's just so dumb. He deserved every last thing that's getting. I wouldn't be surprised that he doesn't play again for the Tampa Bay Bucs. It's too embarrassing. You completely let everybody down. You let our team down. You let yourself down. We took a chance on you.
Yeah, you know, it's what's embarrassing is, you know, first off, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not get fined at all because they cooperated. However, when the report came out, they were quick, boy. They came out with their own statement. It read, after an extensive educational process conducted throughout our organization this past offseason, highlighting the benefits of COVID-19 vaccines, we received completed vaccination cards from all Tampa Bay Buccaneers players and submitted required information to the NFL through established process in accordance with the league policy. All vaccination cards were reviewed by the Buccaneers personnel, and no irregularities were observed.
Okay. What's wrong with that? Anything wrong with that?
They probably just checked his spelling.
Do they even know what the irregularities are? They just said, let me see your card. It looks legit.
So
how'd the NFL find out?
So vaccination cards, okay, for all of us who have them, right? So it's basically just a card.
I know, but how'd the NFL find out?
Well, are you telling, what do you mean, how does he? Well, because he got outed. And then they checked it. Well, then they did some more research on it to make sure that he was lying.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the Tampa Bay Bucs are just like, he got outed with them, too. And he's like, he showed us a card. And we're like, it's real. How can you tell the difference between a real and a fake one? The NFL apparently did. You think the NFL?
You can get vaccinated in Boston, and see play for Tampa. You get vaccinated in your hometown. You get the vaccination card. Either you take a picture of, or you actually give them the physical one. There's no like little, you know, emblem on there that stamp like your passport.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
But it seemed like Tampa Bay came out really quick and said, no, this is all made up.
Them saying it's made up.
Absolutely,
I see this being a very calculated, worded press release that exonerates them from any wrongdoing whatsoever. Hey, we did what we were supposed to do. We made sure everybody had their cards. We checked it, re-reviewed it, and we didn't show any irregularities.
When the Tampa Bay Buccaneers came out and said the unnamed player that we know the name of, that Antonio Brown accused of actually getting a card with, was actually vaccinated in front of our doctors. Now, we don't know. Is that Mike Edwards, the safety? We don't know if it's a unnamed player or not, but they were so quick to try to discredit this Stephen Ruiz's story.
The defensive. I think as far as they weren't supporting Antonio Brown, they were protecting themselves. Listen, we were suckers also. He lied to us also. We told everybody what they needed to do. He brought his card in. We looked at it. Okay, it's on a piece of paper. There's no like, you know, some of the, you know, like your license where they have these emblems on there where you really can't be traced or you really can't fake it. No, pretty easy. No irregularities. Okay. The personnel checked it out. Okay. We were fine. We thought we were fine.
Yeah. So it's three games, which I think is interesting. First off, it is a felony, correct?
A felony.
Correct.
And where? In the state of Florida?
Faking a vaccination.
In the United States of America.
Is it really a felony?
Yes.
Correct. It is.
Yes, it is. So we'll see any legal matters there. Another thing, everybody keeps bringing up, well, what about Aaron Rodgers? It's completely different than Aaron Rodgers. Completely different than Aaron Rodgers. This guy produced a fake vaccination card, and his teammates and his team felt like he was vaccinated. The league felt like he was vaccinated. He's running around like he was vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers just lied to the media. Teammates knew he was unvaccinated. The coaches knew he was unvaccinated.
The league knew
he was unvaccinated.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
He just lied to the media, and everybody's now like jumping on Aaron Rodgers. He just lied to you. You know what I mean? He didn't lie to the league or his teammates or his coaches. And it's the reason why he got a small fine is because the league honestly knew that he was unvaccinated and still allowed him to jump on the podium without a mask.
So that's a different.
They were part of it as well.
No,
they allowed
that's
it to
a
go
total,
on. But it's
that's totally,
a totally
different issue that what they were guilty of with the Green Bay Packers was just, you know, their protocol. They were lax on their protocol with the mask and the press conferences and all that other stuff. And now if you notice, Aaron Rodgers does all his interviews via Zoom. He's not in front of the media, even though you can still do him if you're 6 feet apart. Whatever. The fact is that they were guilty of that.
It's completely different.
This to me is just, I mean, I want to say hilarious because it's so consistent with what Antonio Brown does. And of course, you know, he's going to fake it. He's going to lie about it. He's going to have, and there's going to be proof of him lying about it. He's going to try and get other people to lie about it only because he didn't want to pay his chef $10,000 to cook him food. What an idiot. Good. I hope they cut you. I hope the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cut you from the team. They don't need you.
See, the thing is, it's like, so he's going to miss the next three games. I think he's out this week because of the ankle. Maybe, is the ankle like full of crap? Is he healthy enough to play and they just held him out?
And that was the claim his chef made, was that they're using this to hide him.
Yeah, they're using it to hide him.
While this gets resolved.
My point is, if he's really hurt and he can't play for this week or next week, you're just sort of sitting him while he can't play, right? So he's going to miss Atlanta, Buffalo, New Orleans. He comes back to play Carolina, Jets, and Panthers again. So it's, you know, and by the way, these are some of the incentives that Antonio Brown had in his contract. Again, you talk about losing. How much money have we losing so far?
180K.
180K.
Those 3 games, correct.
So in the year, he's got 29 receptions. He had 50 receptions, he receives $333,333 if he got 21 minutes. More receptions. Now he's got 6 more games, right? He could have played in them. Now he's not. In receiving yards, what's he at receiving yards right now? He's got 418 yards at 600 receiving yards. He would have received another $333,000. How about touchdowns? How many touchdowns? He's got 5 touchdowns. I mean, 4 touchdowns in a year. If he got 5 touchdowns, he's got 4 right now. If he gets 5, he gets paid $333,000. If he gets 7 touchdowns, another $333,000.
Nobody.
There's a lot of incentives.
Nobody feels sorry for Antonio Brown.
He still might get a couple of them.
I don't think they'll play him again. If you're the Tampa Bay Bucks, okay, do you play this guy ever? I would cut him right away. You don't. His contract is not guaranteed. Actually, it is because it's past the 3rd game. But they still have to pay him. But
I don't know how the league doesn't suspend him for the rest of the year. I really don't. I mean, if you're serious about this whole thing, and really, if you really are serious about this whole thing, like you just got busted. It's all
busted.
About COVID. It's all about vaccines.
So
we got protocols for vaccinated players. We got COVID protocols for unvaccinated players. This guy gave you a fake vaccine card, a fake one, and he got busted. So, I mean, the league-wise, I'm just saying, if you're serious about it, are you going to just sit him for 3 games? Let him come back for the last 3 games in the postseason? Like, really?
It could have been 10 days. If he gets COVID and he goes about it the way everybody else does, it's 10 days like Aaron Rodgers went through. But instead, he chose to
mess his way through this.
And now it's a minimum of 3 weeks.
It's a perfect plan.
Dude,
as long as he just pays his chef.
Pay your chef 10,000.
Stop being so cheap.
If you paid him 10 grand, none of this would be happening right now.
How about this? And how about the dumb chef? Good job to the chef. You're totally putting his personal life on blast because the dude hires you to cook for him, and he says, you know what? I don't feel like paying you. The guy gets into the same issues for the I hope they cut him.
There was absolutely no question that this guy had a fake vaccination card when his girlfriend said, no, I don't know him. And meanwhile, this guy, Ruiz, is like, what do you mean? We go to the games
together.
I went to the Conor McGregor fight. I'm in there every night cooking food. What do you mean you don't know me?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, actually, honey, this is like your cell phone. This guy's texting you all the time. That's not me.
They stayed
true to their philosophy. Holy we're going to deny
smokes.
Until they actually call us guilty.
So that's it. AB's
and
out.
Watch the feds find him, too, because he's not going to get off on this one. He's not going to jail for this, even though it might be a felony.
Well, what else do you think will happen?
Probation and a hefty fine.
Hefty fine
from whom?
Fine.
The feds.
Yeah, hefty
the feds
fine.
They're going to raid his house.
Come knocking, yes.
Hefty fine.
Hey, FBI!
I bet Antonio Brown's living room has like nothing in it. It's just like a blow up mattress and a TV.
Hefty fine.
What a dope.
Oh, what a dope.
Good.
What we got? We got big deal, no big deal?
Yeah, we do.
That's coming up next.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Hello, Christian Fourier.
Oh, hello, Tyler. Welcome back, Tyler, by the way.
How was the Tuesday big deal, no big deal?
It was, it was, Spaz did it. We let Spaz drive,
wow.
And that was an adventure. That was an adventure. It was a Spaz venture. He did a good job, though.
Spazzing out.
Yeah, it was good.
Speaking of adventures, Christian Fourier, one that happened about, 30 years ago now on a Disney movie was called Home Alone. I don't know if you know, are familiar with the movie Home Alone.
Sure.
That house, the McAllister's house, is now available to rent on Airbnb. According to the homeowner, she said, though we're older and wiser now, and I even got my own security team, we're never too old for holiday hijinks, so while we're away on vacation, all of us this time, I'm inviting one crew of mischief makers, I know that's you, Christian, to let their inner 8-year-olds run free in my childhood home on December 12th. This is in Winnetka, Illinois, $25 a night. Is it a big deal or no big deal?
Wait,
Home Alone
house. $25
$25 and that's a low rate.
That's a big deal.
That is, yes, because she's stupid.
The Home Alone house is on Airbnb. Is that a big deal or no big deal?
Okay, wait. It's
$25
It's not like
$2,500?
Are you reading that right? Well, $250.
With Airbnb, there's a lot of hidden fees here. It might be $25 for the room and then a $350 cleaning fee, $150 for a service fee.
And it's only one. It's only one night.
One night only.
I think I think it's a big deal. First off, at $25, I think it'd be pretty cool. My kid loves Home Alone. You can run around that house and go through all the different areas.
Yeah, but you realize that Danny DeVito or whoever, Joe Pesci, is not acting like a robber. They should really give you the real experience. So if you want to rent the real house, let's bring it all together. Let's have hire two potential actors to really give you the feel that you're about to be robbed. So leave your kids in there alone and see how they hang out. Let's see how scarred they are for some real actors who look like criminals trying to abduct and steal stuff from your house. Let's see how your kid turns out then. I don't like that. I'm actually just sleeping and hanging out at the house.
Holy smokes. Yeah, I think it's kind
of
neat.
I wonder if the house actually looks like the movie, like the inside of the house. I feel like it's just a set.
All Christmas theme.
That's what I mean, though. Don't you need like the swing coming down from the stairs to knock the guys out? It's got to be all propped up.
Well, $25 will get you all that. And then
so I'm assuming somebody already rented this house out there for $25.
Well, I think there's a lottery because it's at December 1st at 1 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Eastern when our show starts.
So is it $25 a person?
$25 a night for the booking.
How big is the house?
It's a huge house. It's a $1.5 million house that was sold in 2012. So it's a large house in the suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd rather have the Playboy Mansion for $25, but that's a different story.
We love football hardos, Christian Fourier.
No, we hate hardos.
I like football hardos. They're entertaining. Let's go to the game of basketball, my favorite, where Arkansas Pine Bluff was taking on the Cyclones of Iowa State last night, the 19th-ranked Cyclones. And the APB head coach, his name is Solomon Bozeman, a little frustrated with his team's 1-8 start, not good, and they were not playing well last night. And during a timeout, the coach Bozeman called a timeout and made his team run sprints on the court while the entire arena was watching. Iowa State fans were laughing at the small school Arkansas Pine Bluff. Lou Maloney's at a big deal, no big deal, a basketball coach calling timeout to make his team run sprints.
It's a big deal. The guy should be fired. I mean, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on. What are you doing? You're embarrassing your kids. You don't have a good team. Everybody knows it. The kids are out there busting their ass. You know, and you're going to make them run during a timeout? Like, that's going to make them play better? You just embarrassed them. They're still kids. You just embarrassed them. The whole stadium is laughing at you. Like, I'd be like, you know what? Out of here. I mean, I don't know how good this team is, but can I go somewhere else and play basketball? You're an idiot.
I'm trying to figure out, one, it is a big deal. So is Arkansas Pine Bluff? I'm assuming they're not D1.
No, they're NAIA.
I mean, come on! So they're taking on Iowa State,
major D1 school.
Okay, D1 school. Okay, okay, and you're gonna shame your kids in front of all the other fans, the student section, the other team, because your coach is somehow gonna think that running sprints is gonna make you better, smarter. You're right. I hate hard-o coaches. I hate them in football. I hate them even more in basketball. So what was the final score of this game? Did they suddenly, you know, full court press? Did they suddenly, you know, like, you know, make up some big deficit? And probably nothing happened with it.
I believe Iowa State was up 20 at halftime, and that was like the final margin as well. So it was never in doubt.
I'm with Lou. It's a big deal, and they need to fire this coach. They need to fire him. Or the players need to have a complete boycott and walk out until this guy is fired.
I mean, he's still
what a
19-year-old kid, 20-year-old kid getting embarrassed in another state. It's just stupid.
I'm in college.
You're Pine Bluffs.
Can you imagine like Joe Gibbs or Bill Belichick calling timeout and saying, team, we're doing up-downs right now. Up-downs during the timeout.
It's so
embarrassing. Embarrassing for the school.
This is an embarrassing headline that I have to read here.
Go ahead.
No, it isn't. I want you to say it with conviction.
I'll say it in my radio announcer voice. Sperm is being used to create an eco-friendly alternative to plastic.
What?
A new eco-friendly plastic made from salmon sperm. This is not our sperm. This is salmon sperm.
Oh.
Has been invented by scientists in China. Two strands of DNA from the sperm were combined with a chemical from vegetable oil. This creates a squishy material known as hydrogel. From here, the gel takes into different shapes, freeze-dried, and eventually you have a nice eco-friendly plastic material, but it is made from salmon sperm. Christian Fourier, is that a big deal?
It's not a big deal anymore. Okay, when I saw this, I am a victim of, I'm a sucker. Because I read this headline, and I was like, ooh, sperm is being used to create an eco-friendly alternative to plastic. So you click on the website, and they show you, Lou, like something like your kid would make when he was in fourth grade, like a mug for dad, like a coffee mug.
Oh, like ceramic glass.
But the mug is white, and it's all deformed. It looks like crap.
See, that's
so
what
I'm sitting there going, okay, this is male sperm that they are collecting, just like at a sperm bank, and they are using it, okay, to create, you know, art.
How is this not a big deal?
It's not because it's made from salmon. It's not made from men.
You think I want to sip my coffee from a sperm coffee mug?
What does it matter?
From a coffee mug that's made of salmon sperm?
I mean,
yeah, they're making cups.
How would you even know? If I gave you a mug right now, how would you know if that was salmon sperm or just regular plastic?
If I ever found out
you would
the
not
cup
know.
You gave me was made of salmon sperm and I was enjoying my drink, glass of scotch or whiskey or coffee,
no, it's gonna be in a coffee
or
mug.
Even water, like, I would lose it. Why did you give me a cup made of sperm?
Wait, It's not human sperm,
it's
though, Lou.
Salmon sperm.
Okay, it's like, what is the difference?
It's sperm.
No big deal.
Sperm.
I actually thought that they were doing this because I thought maybe they would, you know, men would be donating their sperm in order to, like, make extra money to build up the supply so they can make more mugs out of sperm. This is misleading. Salmon sperm, can we order a mug? How much does a mug cost? Like, what, $15? Something like that. And is it like the same? Is it salmon color?
So if Lou's not going to use a salmon sperm coffee mug,
no.
Christian, that means he's anti environment, correct?
He is. He doesn't want to say he wants to burn everything down.
That's fine.
Think
I have
about
no problem
think
with
about
that label.
The emissions that you won't
no
be polluting
with that label because I refuse to eat my drink my coffee from a sperm cup.
Now let me ask you a question
for Christmas.
If somebody did play a joke on you. And it said, listen, hey, Merry Christmas. I got you. It's like your name's engraved in there. It's like really good. And then you were drinking out of it for like a month.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we said, just so you know, that coffee mug was made out of salmon sperm.
I'd throw the mug out.
But you want to fight the person?
I would throw the mug out and I would not be happy. You just had me for the last month drink a cup of sperm.
But it's not technically sperm
anymore.
You
listen, whatever.
It's
head.
It's hydrogel. Thank you. Yeah, it's good. Really hydrogel.
No, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good with that one. Thank
All
you.
Right. I'm going
to
get one.
Brian Kelly said he was good with Notre Dame and bounced down to Louisiana. He's now the LSU head coach, taking over for Coach O. And this resurfaced a story from 15 years ago where the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, apparently didn't like his time, and neither did Matt LaFleur at Central Michigan under Brian Kelly. Apparently, this story says that Saleh and Matt LaFleur were on Kelly's staff as low-level assistants in their 20s. And at a 2004 event, they thought they were being invited to a party with the coaching staff at Brian Kelly's house, only to realize they were the help and apparently the valet drivers. We shoveled
it's like
the
coming
snow.
To America.
We shoveled the snow and parked all the cars.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, Saleh said we had to go get the cars. Saleh said it left such an imprint on him that he was willing to trash his old boss to a reporter and said that he was the gold standard for a bad employer.
Ooh.
Big deal or no big deal.
Wow.
Brian Kelly not treating his underlings, his low-level assistants, very well as a then Central Michigan head coach.
I say no
Probably
big deal
a theme.
Because I say that's what people do. That's how
what
it
a
is.
Dick move. That's a dick move.
It is, but that's
kind of
like
right.
How it works.
No, it
like
doesn't
these,
work that way.
These video guys that like get their first jobs in coaching and pro sports or whatever, they're up all night long, not exactly being treated great. So the guy come over and he's like, "Listen, you got to park the cars." Really? Okay.
Boy, so you're
I'm
so
in my 20s.
Hey, Brian Kelly, you're the head coach. You're so freaking cheap. You're gonna make some 19-20 like what am I earning my stripes? I'm cutting my teeth. I'm showing that I am dedicated to being a football coach. So I'm willing to park your stupid cars for your holiday party.
Yes.
What
you
an ass.
You want to make it in this business?
Oh, that's what
kid?
You got to do to make it in this business. Hey, I tell you what.
Tough it up.
Bill Belichick started the same way. same way. Art
you
Modell.
Sure did.
Bill Belichick used to have to shovel with his hands back.
Yes.
This is the problem though. A lot of these young coaches, they are so desperate. They will do anything to get a job. What's amazing is both these guys were on his staff, and they're both head coaches in the NFL.
Well, it's not like he's
That's
making
crazy.
Them drink out of a sperm mug or
well,
anything.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not like
just
it's hazing.
That would
it's
be
no hazing.
That would be awful.
Listen, it is a big deal because this guy's a jerk.
Oh.
Like, you can't throw him. They're not making any money in the first place. Now you're going to want to have him work for you for free? Because you don't want to spend, what, at that time, what was it, like $8 an hour to have a couple kids park cars for you?
Yes.
What a dick.
Yeah, whatever.
Last but not least, in this sperm-free edition of Big Deal or No Big Deal, this is a story we've been keeping our eyes on, guys. This is the Women's Tennis Association, the WTA. They've announced an immediate suspension of all tournaments in China, including Hong Kong, in response to Beijing's silencing of sexual assault allegations made by the then-Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai against a former top Communist Party official. One of China's most recognizable sports stars, she accused the coercing of sex in her home 3 years ago and then the deleted social media posts. And she's kind of been silent since. We've only seen her in public once via webcam. So is it a big deal or no big deal that the Women's Tennis Association, a big league organization here, guys, professional sports, is pulling out of China in response to this?
This is a big deal to me. I mean, it's not like, I understand this isn't NBA-type money, but this is still big money. Like, this is them just sitting there saying, no, we're not going there. We're not supporting that. We don't like what's going on in China. We're taking our tournaments out of China. Like, I think that's a kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is. And the crazy thing is, so no one could find this girl, right? No one could find her. They thought she was murdered. They thought she was abducted. So then they finally found her, and then she did like a webcam interview.
Yeah, like a terrorist video.
Yeah, like blink twice if you need us to save you. Yeah. And so they have the video. They've asked her all these questions. The dude that did the interview is basically saying everything's fine, but they still won't release the video. So what? People still don't believe,
way,
right?
Not just a guy, Christian. One of the big members of the International Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
That's the guy saying this.
What was his name?
His name was Richard Pound.
And what do you call him?
I call him Dick Pound.
Dick Pound.
I call him Dick Pound.
Richard Pound.
Dick Pound has nothing to see here. So wait, we saw her. She's good to go.
Please watch the Olympics.
Steve Simon, right? Do we have this? WTA
Steve
chairman?
The chairman. And he went on CNN to talk about this and was asked, why is the organization the WTA Women's Tennis Association? Why are you pulling out of China?
I think it was pretty clear. As we chatted and shared last time we were together, if the Chinese authorities weren't going to treat these allegations seriously and we weren't able to have direct contact with Peng, we were prepared to pull our business. The statement, I think, reflects that what we said is true. We're planning to suspend our events until such time that the Chinese authorities do the appropriate thing. We're hopeful that they will. We'd like to continue our business in the region. We've had a lot of success and we have a lot of friends and good partners in the region. But as we've also said before, this is about the principles we stand for and the principles of women associated with sexual assault, which trumps everything else. Mm.
Good for him. Like, seriously, good for him. This is the whole thing of like what's going on, like LeBron, NBA, and Robert Moore, what's his name? Daryl Morey. You know, you got Ennis Freedom, which we'll call him now.
It was very interesting. So a statement came out that was allegedly from Peng Shuai that was saying, oh, everything's okay. I'm happy.
Right.
And yay, China tennis. I hope we can get better. And the Women's Tennis Association responded and said, this actually makes us more concerned about her well-being that this very seedy, shifty statement is coming out now.
Well, she accused...
And this is what they're doing about
she
it.
She made a major accusation about sexual misconduct.
One of the top Communist Party
and
officials.
And then she literally is just... Like, and it was disappeared
from the Chinese.
You can't find it on the internet. No. You can't find it anywhere.
You can't punch in search objects about tennis or her name or anything like that. Yeah. They're going, nope.
Where are the Winter Olympics in a few months?
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that, Lou. They're in Beijing.
I mean, nobody's a problem with that. Like,
and it's Freedom saying cancel it, move it out of there.
I mean, are there going to be countries that refuse to go?
Well, according to Joe Biden, our president said that there would be potentially a diplomatic.
What's he going to do?
So it wouldn't be, the diplomats wouldn't go, but the athletes still would go.
The diplomats don't go to protest. Watch the event.
We'll show you. We're for it.
I'm not taking a flight. I don't want to watch the luge.
I ain't doing it.
I hate bobsled.
Listen, good for them.
Curling
good
sucks.
For them.
I do want to play one more from Steve Simon because this is a great line. After Aaron Burnett, the host of CNN, said, we asked the NBA for organization. They didn't even reply. They're in silence about this. Here's another comment in response to that from Steve Simon.
I think that our position here is very, very clear. I can only imagine the range of emotions and feelings that are likely going through Peng right now. We hope that she feels that none of this is her fault, and we're very proud of her. But this is something we can't walk away from. If we walk away from this, we're basically telling the world that not addressing sexual assault with the respect and seriousness it requires is okay because it's difficult to do. That's something that we simply cannot happen, and it's not what we stand for as an organization.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Do we have any idea how much, say, like money they're walking away from?
$1
billion. $1 billion?
$1 billion in China.
What, for the tennis
According
association?
According to the CNN interview, yes. They said they do $1 billion in China. That is the effect of the yearly business in China.
Wow, I mean, that's
amazing. She's one of the best players in women's tennis.
Doubles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is the WTA. That doesn't really matter to us, you know, what money we're going to lose because it's the principle of the
All right,
matter.
So the NBA is on the clock. Is that what we're hearing?
Oh, yeah.
NBA is officially on the clock.
How much? $1 billion?
Yeah, like we said, we're going to lose 20.
Yeah, we're going to lose a lot
that's
more
like
than
a
that.
Drop in the bucket.
Maybe a couple hundred. We can deal with that. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Well
All
done.
Right, good job.
All right, there it is. Big deal, no big deal. All right, listen, when we come back, it was a very active week. An interesting twist last night from the Boston Red Sox. We'll do a little hot stove. Jackie Bradley Jr. is back. We'll talk about it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.